May I just say something? It's really the features of Christ displayed in the saints. That's really what is the world is going to say, to see. Because in Ephesians, the thought in the counsel of God about the body is given. You know, what will make the body great? It's the head. You know, if your head is right, your body will function right. If your head is not right, your body is not going to function right. It's not your body, really, that the fault is. It is really the head. And what will be displayed there is what's of Christ. What's of Christ that will be displayed in the right proportion in that body of His, in the bride, in the wife. Everything that is pertained to Christ will be displayed in His body, which is the millions of these believers. In right proportion and everything before admiring eyes. And that's what it is. It's the features of Christ that will be displayed.
His wife has made herself ready. She's been through the judgment seat of Christ. She's had the approbation of the Lord. She understands fully the Lord's mind in regard to conduct down here. An old brother, he wrote about the judgment seat of Christ. He called it review and reward. I think that's a very good description of it. It's a review and a reward. Incidentally, it's for deeds done in the body, so that may very well apply to us before conversion. And we'll see the way in which God has preserved us in given situations and brought us through. And then the fine linen, pure and bright, is the righteousnesses, the righteous acts of the saints that we have sought to do for the Lord. And yet we can't do anything. It's all divine workmanship in us. He who has begun a good work in us continues it to the day of Jesus Christ. As Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Anything of value to God as a result of His work in us. And yet the blessed God gives us the credit for it and attributes it to ourselves.
And it is a feature of Christ. Whatever is reproduced in me as a features of Christ. Because there is really nothing that delights the heart of God but Christ. In this man, there is nothing. It is really what reduced of Christ, the features of Christ, reduced in His people, that will be that. And it was given to her that. And it's not that she will be displayed. She is not going to be displaying the grace of God.
The old brethren used to say that there was only one man before God. And the new man is Christ. Characteristically in the saints. It's the reproduction of the life of Christ in us.
But she's already the wife of Christ, going to become His bride.
It's the other way around with us,
that's
isn't
right.
it?
Yeah.
I wonder when we come with the Lord then, if 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 10, some of these things don't come out in this verse of what He has produced in the assembly. It says in verse 10, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. And then also in Romans chapter 8, it says in verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. And verse 21, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Isn't this when we come with the Lord, and this display will take place of Him in the saints?
To the world.
Yes.
Excuse me. Is there any connection between Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27, as Brother Jonathan was talking about presenting the church by Christ himself to himself, with Esther chapter 2, verse 12 to 17, something like that?
Yes,
Thank you. There was a thought that this morning we sort of jumped over, and I think we've just come back to it here, in that when the Lord comes back, there is an aspect of His coming that is for Him, and that is to claim His wife, who will eventually be His bride. Would we agree that that's an aspect of the coming? Yes, we look for His coming to be with Him, but He also, in terms of His body and His bride, that's what He's coming for.
Absolutely, because there she will be only holy for him. There will be no distraction. How sad it is today. Are we holy? Can we say we're only and holy for him? We're distracted all the time. But there will be no distraction. He will fill her wondering eyes.
See, the Lord in the book of Revelation, he opens up as the judge that is walking in the midst of the candlesticks and giving, you know, I have something against thee. In that scene, I mean, he's looking forward for that scene when there was nothing like this at all. No, I have something against thee. It's just the completeness and the flow of his fullness, because in the book of Revelation, his affections were hindered. And we understand that. But in that scene of scenes, his affections will flow freely. And it will be something that is beyond any man's comprehension.
I think to just sort of emphasize that point, in John 14, on that same occasion, you get to chapter 17, and what does the Lord say? Father, I will that those you have given me be with me where I am. So his desire is very much engaged with this idea of gathering his own to be with him himself.
That they might behold my glory. So, brethren, we look forward for that scene. Brother Sam, is there any intention to go through the third study? Since
yes, we will, but there's one question. Sammy had a question, and they went after him. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, just that it's the marriage of the Lamb. Why is it the marriage of the Lamb, not the marriage of the Son? We often think about, you know, God the Father wanting a bride for his Son, like Abraham wanting for Isaac. But when we see him having his wedding now, it's not the marriage of the Son. Or even like the parable the Lord Jesus tells about the king that has a feast for his son and nobody comes. But it's not the Son, it's the Lamb. Why is that aspect of Christ prominent in this scene?
Perhaps just simply it was as Lamb of God on the cross that he most perfectly demonstrated his love. So that's, you have Christ loved the church. And so there's the demonstration, the proof of his love as a lamb.
And I was thinking it is on that ground of a lamb that was slain, he obtained the bride. As the eternal Son, he's ever eternal. It wasn't on that ground. It was on the ground of death and resurrection he has obtained a bride.
Question I had relates, if you go back to verse 14 of chapter of Revelation 19, am I correct to assume the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen and so forth, does that refer to the church, us believers, that we are with him? And the interesting thing there is that we follow him, and when he is in battle, we're not fighting. He does all the fight. We are there. What should they say? We are.
We share the victory. We are fighting. We share the victory.
Right. So I just want to make that clear that is us. There.
I think consistent with Jude, verse 15, where it says, or 14 and 15, where it says he comes with a myriad of saints to execute judgment, and that's him executing the judgment. I think it fits very well with this verse.
And that's the glorious appearance.
So let me see if I can summarize it from my own little head, okay? So the Lord comes back, we are changed, we are raptured in an instant, we are gone. For the church, the next thing we look forward to, we will be under review, the judgment seat of Christ. We will be reviewed, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, judgment seat of Christ. Then after that, we come to Revelation 19, in terms of the marriage with the Lamb. That's what I see so far. Is that pretty clear?
Your sight is pretty good.
Sam, I would say in that review, and it was mentioned by Brother John, and it's a good point, as gold is refined, it's put under the fire to bring out the most pure and the dross is skimmed off so that you have pure gold, that there be nothing on the consciences of any of the believers who are raptured to glory, the judgment seat of Christ takes place. And then the saints are given the awards or rewards for the works that they were ordained to by the Lord bringing us to Himself. So what, and that all, in my mind, makes for the, what we see here, the robes of righteousness. It's not ours. It's what Christ has done in us, through us, and given us.
But the rewards are for the world to come, not the